Und jetzt Vollgas über den Gaumen. Das schmeckt so gut. Und noch ein bisschen mehr. Und?
Moment mal. Hier steht 100% ohne künstliche Zusätze. Nur mit natürlichen Zutaten.
Frosta Butter Chicken mit jeder Menge Bäm. Ohne Bäh. Das ist das Frosta Reinheitsgebot. 100% ohne Zusätze. Schon seit 2003.
I'm Orson Welles.
Listen, this is the dumbest idea I've ever had, but I really want you to do one whole episode in Orson Welles where we don't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. Hitler, deeply unimpressive man.
Just, like, whatever you would normally say, just do it.
That's
in that
a quote,
voice.
Ryan.
I believe you. I just don't think that's Holly Orson meant.
Well, you know.
Gus Johnson determined that's relevant to discuss during your
dude. He was kind of doing Orson Welles.
Yeah. Old Dolph.
Bad man.
Old Dolph. The bad one.
Jesus Christ.
The Shutdown Full Cast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. I am joined, as I always am, by Jason Kirk, Holly Anderson, Ryan Nanny, and on the ones and twos, Michael Serber. Before I say anything else, let me remind you that this episode is brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill.
Hell yeah. Spencer, during that welcome, my dog, who I don't think has ever been in the same room as me while recording this, overheard the welcome, and the look on his face was like, that dog can sing. It was the same look as if a dog is howling near him, and he's like, he's not a howler, but he'll appreciate a good howl. So your welcome was dog approved today.
You think, yeah, do you think dogs hear other dogs sometimes and go, that motherfucker is spitting? Man,
I like that this makes Jason's dog like a Motown record executive. And Spencer
Yeah. I need like you to sing
Robinson.
The song that you would sing on your deathbed. My God, he's got it. He's starting to believe.
I found dog Whitney Houston.
Fast forward to 45 minutes. I have a massive coke problem. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. And there's like, 50,000 golden retrievers out there. And they all want to hear you say welcome.
Those dogs are tearing their shirts off at the sight of you.
I'm telling you, they're all going to pee themselves. They're going to do that anyway. They're dogs.
You know who else is engendering that kind of reaction these days?
Hmm.
Tommy fucking DeVito. I know this is a 40 for 40 episode.
It's Italian time.
I know.
It's Italian hour.
I know it's not an NFL show. But my God.
Listen, canonically...
Mm-hmm.
It is an emotional truth that Tommy DeVito is a college football player. Can we all agree?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, he's this year's Josh Allen.
Can you imagine?
He's still ours. He's not out of the house yet, as we know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like to be Daniel Jones, injured, not particularly well liked by your fan base or media?
Why would you want to do that?
I mean, it doesn't look great. And all of a sudden, here comes undrafted, living in Jersey with his mom, Tommy DeVito, fucking inspiring Italian touchdown celebrations from his teammates.
I think it was David Roth who called him Tommy Cutlets DeVito.
Cutlets.
I think everybody DeVito. Calls him Tommy Cutlets.
Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, he knows a guy with a fedora.
Well, because he was listing his favorite Italian foods. And with Cugine, the TikTok influencer Cugine, and they both had to order five random Italian dishes. And and he said his favorite of the five that they gave him was cutlets because they can do anything.
They had like no patience or interest in any of the other dishes. Shrimp Campy, get that shit out of here.
No. Yeah. They're like, where are you getting these from?
Now, Daniel Jones is going to like show up and be like, I brought lasagna. Everybody's going to be like, boo, we hate you.
Thanks for bringing fish, Pete.
He's going to bring pizza and be accused of appropriation.
That's insensitive.
Fucking insensitive.
Yeah. Also, you got it from a really good place. I like that place. It's good. But it's insensitive.
He did his research, which was very rude of him.
I think he
want Tommy DeVito because, like, who knows how long this beautiful Italian train will run.
Oh, if it's the NFL, it ends next week.
Right.
That's the thing. The NFL's great. You're like the most beautiful story, the most spectacular storyline, the most inspiring. And he's been broken in half. Shit.
It would be like the third of those this year. Like Josh Dobbs, the Bears guy who was around for 7 minutes.
I think Joe Flacco's back on the Browns practice squad. Despite balling.
Joe Flacco was very briefly the best quarterback in the league for like an hour on Sunday.
Bo pointed out on the right time yesterday, we're in a position in Cleveland now where Deshaun Watson is going to have to win his job back from Joe Flacco. Like we drew it up.
Dude, that is the easiest.
Until the Browns trade for Tommy DeVito.
Hey. You think they can afford him?
It's Italian for the beats.
Listen, not if the Giants hand him the Daniel Jones contract. You said, man, I don't know what you could pay me to be Daniel Jones. You could pay me Daniel Jones' salary. You could pay me that contract.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones will make more money next year than Shohei will make from the Dodgers in the next 10 years.
The market is never wrong.
I like people get mad about that Shohei thing, by the way, going, oh, he's deferring money. Yeah, he is. You know what Shohei does with this money? He gives it to his mother. That's what Shohei has done for most of his career, is hand his check to his mom and say, please put that in the bank and just give me whatever
the Japanese
I need.
Tommy Cutlets.
I just tried to combine the two in my head, and the noise my brain just made was akin to expensive machinery breaking.
We like two guys. They're from different places. That's what's cool about them.
That's right. That's right.
They're all right, that's equally all. Talented athletes.
Cutlets in Japanese is just katsu, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
So this would be like Tomi Katsuretsu?
Yeah. Yeah, he played for...
I've got the accents wrong in there, I know.
Print the jersey.
Print the jersey. International superstar.
Oh, yeah, this is easy. All we have to do, we get Tomi Cutlets, goes to the Chargers, natural fit there, becomes roommates with Shohei. They become the Cutlet Bros.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
This is just perfect.
Yeah. Also,
the Chargers defer his $4 million guaranteed contract.
We're paying him in mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. I do refuse to believe his manager is real. If you've seen photos of
his agent? No, that's absolutely a real name.
His agent, Darkwing Duck.
His agent is Darkwing
Wait,
Duck.
The guy in the hat is his agent?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was a cosplayer.
Nope.
Also, maybe.
I'm not making this up. I literally thought this was like a fan in the stands just dressed in like a Party City zoot suit.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Maybe. Nope. And also, that's his agent. Like, it could be both.
And then you'll find out better. Tommy DeVito speaks perfect Canadian French.
You're like,
he
is
loves
that...
his mother.
You're like, yeah, that sounds awful. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to sound. Sounds like you're really angry all the
Tommy
time.
DeVito said, free Quebec.
Spencer, can you give us a little podcast business, please?
Podcast business. What's that business? It's a business. Podcast business. What you want to sell? We got stuff to sell, and you're going to buy it because you like us. That's why you're going to buy it.
I'm sure y'all have other podcast business as well, but it came to my attention that we failed to include our colleague Michael Serber on podcast business recently. Serber, you and your band have a single out.
What?
Woo! Tell, and it's a good. I've listened to the single as well. I wouldn't just bring this to podcast business sight unheard. Serber, tell the people more.
All right, we can edit this part out. I did submit the check to the shutdown account, so I want to thank
payola.
You.
Payola. Shutdown right. Payola.
That's right. And that $42 right, so, cleared.
Cash that or?
All right. No. Well, end of the week. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, the band is Killer Ants. Our new single is called Fighting for Your Life. And
what's it about?
We put it out on Spotify and Bandcamp and all the Amazon and YouTube and all the things. So yeah, please go listen to it. And link is in my bio on Twitter, X, whatever it is. And Mona likes it too. Thanks. That's a cool song.
Mona's like, yeah, you think Spencer can sing? You should hear my dad. That's right.
Hey, you guys want to start a band? Also, in addition to Server's current band, Server, do you want to be in multiple bands?
Dog band?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but the dog will sing. But...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always wanted to do a party band called Honk It's Your Birthday, where we just played nothing but like butt party music, right? Just
what is
like
butt party.
Whoa.
Aren't all parties butt parties?
Same question.
Yeah. They're like anything, any party song, right? Like whatever party you're
like
at.
Like the Black Eyed Peas or what?
Yes. Yes. We would do nothing but the stupidest.
So you're a wedding band?
Yeah, well, it,
what
not
you're
quite.
Describing as a roller rink,
a wedding band about
yes, less. roller rink band.
So
if
like
a roller, if you wanted that and you paid us money, we would play it. I'm
Why
not
don't you
saying
just
we
buy a roller
it,
rink?
You guys want to buy a roller rink?
Yeah,
let's buy a roller rink. Yeah, there we go.
So once Serber's song hits the charts, once it gets 9 million Spotify plays, which brings in $17, we will buy a roller rink.
Oh, we're getting him 10 million. We're getting our boy 22.
Well, that's $18.
$18? Okay. Yeah, we're getting our boy $18.
I have found a skating rink for sale in somewhere called Tryon, Georgia.
Mm.
It also features a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Nope, I'm out.
Convenient.
I'm
Georgia has so
out.
Many towns I've never heard of.
I'm not sharing a bathroom with y'all. I love you.
Where is this?
What if it's short rink?
Georgia has hurt everyone so badly that you do think it might be Tryon, which is what is
right.
the most disturbing. And we all glossed over it.
Vista?
We're like, we don't want to engage this. Yeah,
Crown,
Buena Vista.
This looks like it's maybe like an hour south of Chattanooga. It's a little bit north of Rome.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, this is
I have always wanted to live in Rome.
All right,
Rome, by all means.
Roman Holiday too. This time it's at the Cabela's.
I would say that's my least favorite part of Georgia currently.
I'm pretty sure my hometown rink is just abandoned, and it has a golf cart track outside that descends into like this creepy kudzu forest.
Mm-hmm. What's a golf cart? Wait,
there.
What's a golf cart track?
Go kart like track. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I was intrigued.
It's like go karts
I mean,
for grandpas.
Any yeah. go kart, any track is a golf cart track once yep. you know.
Can we
make it so?
Can I take a brief diversion to ask you? Do you think we could ice the rink? Or ice the floor. Do you think that's something that we could maybe...
Yeah, you just got to pour... Well, no, you crack the... oh, God damn it. You know
no.
who knows how to do this.
Okay, but you're saying we know someone who could,
yeah,
right?
Brother.
Why do you want to do that?
Because...
You crank the AC.
Because
well,
the 2026...
The problem that you have... Okay, hang on.
The 2026 Winter Olympics is in trouble because...
So bring it to Rome, Georgia.
The Olympics are mm-hmm. fascist?
Well, no. There's a link and you're about to see it.
Mm-hmm.
The 2026 Winter Olympics... has made a $100 million plus miscalculation in the budget. And sliding events have been targeted as the place to cut due to their high cost and the relatively small number of places to hold them. Meaning that the 2026 Olympics, which were going to be hosted not far too far from Rome in Italy, mm-hmm. will instead be could be contested in Lake Placid. Could be. So what I'm saying is that people are like, oh, well, you don't have them in Lake Placid. What if we had them in the other Rome inside yep. a roller rink?
I thought you were going to say the other Lake Placid, meaning the Bill Pullman movie about the giant alligator.
That's,
the
okay.
That's always first on my mind. And I think you should just assume that. So if I clarify.
Is Bridget Fonda in that? Did I make that up?
Yes, she is.
Okay, cool.
And Oliver Platt. There is so much. You know what? You remember what happens at the end of that movie, right?
No.
It turns out that the monster is like the house pet of Betty White.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He strolls out onto the end of the dock and sure. just like throws some food at it like she's feeding yeah. a goldfish.
Is there other podcast business we either any of y'all have before we?
Just
so, do y'all know how? Hang on. I was going to go back and explain how a hockey rink is made, but I know we're short on time.
I really am curious, but I do want to mention that we did hand out on Channel 6, which is the newsletter that Holly and I put together for your reading enjoyment. We have a members piece, the Bradley Van Pelt Award, which we give to the most college football player available most years when we don't forget to do it, which I definitely didn't do last year.
David E. Kelly wrote the Lake Placid movie. I forgot about that completely.
But it is one of my favorite things we do all year. And if you subscribe and become a member, you can read about, I think, the only choice we had in terms of making the most college football player of 2023.
This was the first time where there was just no debate. Usually there's debate amongst our panel, and there was none.
I didn't come up with an alternate. Just like, no, it's that guy.
One.
Yeah.
I feel like the more you dug into the winner's background, the more confirmation you got that this was.
That is correct. Confirmation bias is a gentle term for what.
It's every not confirmation bias if you're right.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
It's further verification. I would say that this athlete is responsible for probably my two favorite game results of the past 13 months or so.
14 months. Yeah.
And the best running gag in college football. It's the best running gag. Yeah. So go ahead. Channel 6, you can go ahead and subscribe.
Running gag. Usually you pay double for that.
Mm-hmm.
I hear. Book club.
Does that conclude podcast business, or do we have any more book news from you, Jason?
Selling novels, brother. Shipping product. I'm looking right now at 40 boxes of paperbacks that a large portion of them will be coming to our live show in Atlanta. The others we will be shipping out, and paperbacks have been purchased elsewhere as well. They're still available at Amazon and have you. Signed hardcovers. I'll say on here that we're going to have about 100 more of those available. So if you want one, don't delay. And we will get those shipped out as well as soon as we can.
Hooray.
Those are at shutdownfullbooks.com.
That concludes podcast business. It's time to begin the 40 for 40. Holly, where are we starting?
Why are you asking me?
Because you wrote the list.
I wrote the list in chronological order.
I know.
You are the timekeeper.
You are the keeper of the list.
You're Kang the Conqueror.
I specifically named you the commish before we started.
Okay, fine. We are starting.
We're starting in the cradle of life.
America's Mesopotamia.
All right. So, I have a small qualms issue there. We're not starting at Myrtle Beach. We're starting in Conway, South Carolina, which is not in Myrtle Beach proper.
Brutal.
Thank you.
This is called the Myrtle Beach Bowl, but it's like 20 minutes away from the beach. Like, it's not at the beach.
It's a dude golf trip at Myrtle Beach. Myrtle
Metro
Beach.
Area Bowl.
Yes, yes. We have the Myrtle Beach Bowl at bright and early in the morning on Saturday, December 16th in Brooks Stadium. Do you know who Brooks Stadium is named after?
I do not.
Brooks Stadium is named after, I forget Garth. His first name.
That's Mel.
It's
Mel.
Not Garth. It's not Garth. That would be awesome. It is named after not the founder of Hooters, but the brave man in South Carolina who saw the Hooters model in Florida. Because Hooters was originally just like a chain of like 5 restaurants in Tampa and St. Pete. But this man saw that and said, I want to acquire that and take it worldwide. All of the dumb shit that Hooters did, Hooters Air, Hooters credit card, all of that. This man, Mr. Brooks, he is the one who brought all of that to life. So as much as Hooters feels like, oh, what a tacky Florida brand, it's really in many ways a tacky Myrtle Beach brand.
So this is the Apostle Paul of Hooters.
Yes, who spread the gospel of Hooters.
his first letter to the Myrtle Beachians. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. Okay, what can y'all tell me about the Myrtle Beach Bowl?
I can tell you my favorite thing that I've learned in extensive research on this is that if you go to the Ohio Bobcat alumni pep rally before the game, okay, that for $25, you will get 2 drink tickets for those above 21, and you will also get what is, and I quote, a meal including heavy hors d'oeuvres. I like that they put
What do we think that means? A normal amount of hors d'oeuvres, but they are incredibly dense.
Does that mean meals?
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
There's a little bit of dark matter in this particular.
No one knows how it works.
It's gonna hurt to poop, just so you know.
Also, they're very specific that open fires are forbidden. Not cooking with gas or anything. No. Open fires are forbidden and the Ohio tailgate. Not the Georgia Southern one, though, because you can't tell me shit.
Open fires are required.
Yeah.
We'll have extra fires.
Holly and Jason, what can you tell me about the Myrtle Beach Bowl?
Myrtle Beach Bowl website, things to do. I'm looking
that's,
at
mu- I already know at- that just takes you to the Myrtle Beach site.
Yeah.
It bails just, on that immediately.
They just passed off the homework. Yeah. The number one museum in Myrtle Beach is the Pinball Museum. So Bobcats and Eagles, if you're in the area, stop by to look at the video games we played before videos were invented.
Holly, may I ask something of you? Will you
no.
go?
Oh, no.
Well, okay.
No, you may not.
Spencer, may I ask something of you?
Fire away.
Will you go to the Myrtle Beach Bowl merch webpage? And will you please find the FAQ?
I am looking. The Myrtle Beach Bowl shop. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Apparel items. Apparel items. Looking at FAQ. Help and FAQ. Customer service. I just noticed a stain on the back of the hoodie I purchased.
This is the FAQ. This is the exact... All right, so there are three FAQs. There are three frequently asked questions. This is the third of them. Please read it.
I just noticed a stain on the back of the hoodie I purchased. Can I return it for one that isn't damaged? Yes, certainly. We'll be happy to exchange it. Now, I want to know how many times they... Damn it! Roscoe, quit bleeding on the hoodies.
It's not. I want to be clear. The other two FAQs are very standard, like, how long does it take my order to ship? If I saw something at the game that I couldn't buy, can I buy it online? And then this third one, which is very specific, which is about, I got a hoodie, not another item, not any other item, whatever. I got a hoodie with a stain on it. What will you do about this? And they have decided that they got so many emails and phone calls about stained hoodies that they had to respond and admit that this question was indeed frequently asked.
Yeah, disgusting. Do you think this was maybe like one person asked and the person who was responsible for responding couldn't figure out how to access email, so they're just like, fuck it, I'll post it. They'll find it.
I mean, that is one way to fix it.
In case anyone else asks.
All right, does anybody have anything else to share with us about the Myrtle Beach Bowl?
As a venue?
Anything.
Yeah. Georgia Southern score much, not good defense. Ohio, not score much, very good defense. there's
something's your, gotta give.
Something's gotta give. And my guess is it's gonna be Georgia Southern because Ohio's not gonna let you score, buddy.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Next, it's not on our list, but let's talk briefly about the Celebration Bowl, which is also on the 16th in the city of Atlanta, featuring... Well, let me ask, do you know who's playing in the Celebration Bowl this year?
FAMU and Howard.
Correct. The weird thing we should acknowledge, so this is the game that features the MEAC and SWAC champions and has, I think, for some time. That is a situation that has gotten increasingly strange as the SWAC, I believe, has poached several MEAC members, and now Florida A&M, winners of the SWAC with an 8-0 conference record, 11-1 overall. I think they're like number 5 or 6 in the FCS rankings, plays 6-5 Howard, who won the 6-team MEAC. The SWAC has 12 teams, but we get to do this all the same. It's fine. Yeah. It's just weird. It's not. Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just weird.
It's a great game. It's a wonderful environment. It's good to attend, good to watch. But yeah, conference realignment has done a bit of a number on this game. North Carolina A&T, who won it 3 times, possibly. It's off the top of my head. I might have the number wrong, but they're in a different conference now.
Yes.
So things are a bit up in the air for this game, but it's almost guaranteed to be an enjoyable watch.
Yeah, Florida A&M, by the way, here after a wild-ass year. It's their first 10-win season since, like, 1999. And they had to suspend all football activities in the 2023 preseason because of an unauthorized locker room video shoot by rapper Real Boston Richie.
That happens.
Howard's football coach has connections to both the University of Florida and the University of Tennessee. Does anybody know who it is?
No.
It's Larry Scott.
Huh.
Not that Larry Scott.
No, he's back!
Fortunately.
Correct. Who coached tight ends under Dan Mullen for a little bit and was the OC at Tennessee for a little bit under Butch Jones.
We love those names. real quick, let's also run through a few others. The Wednesday night, East Mississippi versus Iowa Western. FCS semifinals Friday and Saturday. Albany, probably a 7,000-point underdog against South Dakota State, as well as North Dakota State against our beloved Montana. Good luck. Good luck, Montana.
Have y'all been watching the FCS playoffs much?
Montana's bit. Games, yes.
Yeah, I've been watching that, or if anything happens at the Kibbe Dome.
Yes. FCS playoffs have been great. Just that's all. Just delightful.
Even South Dakota State got a Villanova gave them a good game, despite SDSU being absolutely monstrous. D3 title game, North Central versus SUNY Cortland, and D2 title game, Mines versus Harding. Now we're all caught up.
Okay. Last call for Celebration Bowl thoughts. Next up, the R&L Carriers Nollins Bowl.
When you need your R's and L's carried, call R&L.
This has ended up being a really long-running sponsor for this game. This felt like one that would, you know, but they've been with this since 2006 after their first few sponsors dropped out really quickly.
That is a meaningful relationship. You're right.
Yeah. This is, by the way, where Louisiana plays. This is where the Raging Cajuns go. This is their seventh New Orleans Bowl. Seventh.
That's so many.
That's many. This bowl has not been around that long. Right?
Seventh since 2011, in fact.
Yeah. So basically they don't have to be told anything. They're like, no, we have keys. We'll let ourselves in. We'll let ourselves out.
It is funny, watching the attendance, like if you charted it based on whether they're there or not, like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like 6 most attended editions have featured them, 5 or 6. So yeah, there's a reason they keep coming back.
Who are they playing?
They are playing the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. That is correct. In year one in FBS, Rich Rodriguez has them bowl eligible.
And we're grateful for to teams like, you know, all the 5-7 teams for allowing this to happen. So great job, Gators, for allowing Jacksonville State to participate.
Thank you, Florida. Thank you, a lot of the Big Ten West.
Thank you, Florida. Again, let's just keep mentioning them.
Always thank you. Yes, so many thanks to Florida.
Thank you for not winning a 6 game. I don't want to watch that shit.
Let's see. Who is the most 5-7 team?
Of the current 5-7 teams?
Yeah. Wow. TCU is the highest rated in the power ranking. So TCU is the most 5-7 team.
That's unfortunate.
By the way, if you would like to reserve your spot, you can attend Yoga in the Dome, which is going to happen before the game. You could you can go ahead and sign up. You will get, in addition to the yoga session, you will get one ticket to the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, a special event t-shirt, and post-event refreshments. Let me tell you, if I am eating like I eat in New Orleans, the last thing I want to do is a deep side bend. That's going to be some catastrophic noises occurring on that field.
You show up early to the Myrtle Beach Bowl tailgate, eat them heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Then you go, then you go fart up the Superdome.
But brother, there's not a ceiling high enough. There is not.
There's no way you can lay the nastiest fart in Superdome history. Like that competition has to be fucking so challenging.
That goes to Willard Jenkins of Section 34A, who hospitalized 19 people in 2008 when, after a heavy meal of oysters, milk, and Chipotle, he walked into the dome and laid his masterpiece upon them.
Saw the Saints lose by 17 and farted a fart that's never been equal. There's a banner up and everything for it.
They upset me so much I had no choice.
Stick Bo Willard.
Morton Anderson has the stomach of someone from Europe who then became acclimated to Cajun food. I would imagine his digestive tract has done some incredible things. So I'm going to say a sleeper for best fart in Superdome history.
Every kick, he let one out.
Pow!
Yeah, he did. It was the source of his power. Yeah, an equal and opposite reaction.
He might have the greatest accent in all of sports. Danish Georgia Cajun.
So we for the New Orleans Bowl, we are going once, going twice.
It's the bowl that also kind of sounds like a sentence. The avocados from Mexico cure bowl.
Avocados are they're good for you, right?
I don't think they cure bowl, but
I have this is the most Quora.com title. It really is. I have bowl. Need organic cure. Quora.com says
avocados
from Mexico cure bowl.
This game is in Orlando, but it is not where the Pop-Tart and cheese at Citrus Bowl. That's going to fuck me up all season.
It's at UCF's First Baptist Church Mortgage Stadium.
And this also features some one team that's very mean. I don't know how we feel about the second one.
I would say both. I think both. We have. Okay. I think this is, as we've discussed, this is a Midwestern group of guys versus a Southern program. So I think we have this is a very, very good game, in my opinion.
Miami of Ohio playing Appalachian State.
This is quite possibly the game of the day on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that probably holds.
Yeah, Miami's very mean. How's this? They're very offensively unambitious. And
hell yes.
And yeah. I love that every time there's a team like that, Jason is like obstruct and delay.
A team that just would prefer not to. That's what we love.
I just see a big intestinal obstruction of a team and I start smiling.
What were you going to say, Ryan?
Nothing.
Good, because this is what this game is all about. Not doing a damn thing. Don't like it when stuff happens. I love that this game is on ABC. Also, the whole country. So the whole country gets to watch.
Yeah, including Appalachian State, who has had just the weirdest year. Maybe not the weirdest year, but a
no,
year.
No, Boise State's weird. We're going to get to Boise State. Their year is much weirder.
App State, I mean, like, just so many close losses. Almost beat UNC again. Almost beat Wyoming. Almost beat Coastal. Almost beat Old Dominion. Did beat JMU.
Like, it almost fucked it up.
Yeah. But so close to a season up to their standards, but still a really good team.
This feels like, given that, by the way, I can see why you're going game of the day for that. Because I'm like, it's App. They're going to play it like super fucking close.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And like their records are far apart, 11-2, 8-5, but App's favored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. See, talking
about respect. All right. Going once, going twice. The Isleta, I apologize if I fucked that up, New Mexico Bowl without giving too much away, what city is this in, Spencer and Holly? I don't want the actual name of the city. I want the new name of the city.
What?
The new name?
It's not in Albuquerque. We're not calling it that anymore.
You're going to have to leave this bowl by the ring in my nose, to get there.
It's in the post about your BVP winner.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
That went up several minutes ago.
That's right. It's no longer Albuquerque. Thank you for leading me to that, Ryan. It's Albuquerque. That's right.
Woo.
Hometown of Diego Pavia. Who doesn't call it Las Cruces either. He calls it the Bruces. Which I don't know, because bros less crude. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
Albuquerque is the home of the New Mexico Bowl. which
and New Mexico State's playing in this bowl game.
That is correct. That is, by the way, this is going to be the 15th game of New Mexico State's season. The 15th, because they got the Hawaii exemption to play 14 games this year. Because do you know who loves football more than you? That's right, Jerry Kill. They were like, do you want a 14th game? And he's like, hell yes, brother. Where is it? He didn't even ask that question. He just signed for it. He's like, fuck it, we're doing it. 14 games. This will be their 15th. This is a 10-win New Mexico State. It is their first double-digit win season since 1960 when they were playing some, like, teams from Mexico. Like, literally, they played a team from Mexico to get to 11 wins. New Mexico State's awesome. They're 100% awesome. One of the better stories in college football this year. And that's fun to say because, like, the other team is pretty cool, too. Fresno State is also fascinating to me.
I mean, you play 15 games. You are in the playoff or something. Like, to go 14-1, 15-0, that's how you win the national title these days. So New Mexico State must be right up there. Very evenly matched game. These teams are basically tied in lots of power ratings. So let's call this another Game of the Day contender.
Fresno State, famously, maybe not famously, has two wins over Power 5 teams this year. They beat Purdue and they beat Arizona State. And those are technically Power 5 teams, and you can't say that they're not.
Yeah, that is how conferences work.
And whatever happened after that is not your business, and I think you should shut up about it.
Shh. Hush now. love this game. Love this matchup. Love, you know, as everyone calls it, Alba crazy. Alba crazy. It's going to be good. I have nothing negative to say about this bowl whatsoever.
Okay. How about the Starco Brands LA Bowl presented by Gronk?
What is Starco?
That's a great question. That feels like a very like DC Comics, like evil weapons manufacturer.
Starco Brands identifies white spaces across consumer product categories.
That doesn't
good
mean
fucking
anything.
Luck with guessing what that means.
Okay, hold on.
Can they identify a white space across Gronk?
Yep.
It's all thanks white space. Look at him.
From commodity pan spray, both oil and water, to high-end bag-on-valve cooking oils, to sprayable balsamic vinaigrettes. Our USDA facility has the most diverse offering in the industry.
Yeah, you know,
if you search Starco, the second result is some couple that people want to get together from some cartoon.
Starco. Let me tell you, Starco and on their own website sponsors at least six things that convince me this is money laundering. Are you ready? Here we go. Starco says that they brought the movie going experience home with the first indulgent theater popcorn taste powered by air.
What?
They also sponsored Cardi B's alcoholic whipped cream, which was the only alcoholic whipped cream on the market. They sponsored Soylent, which, if you're familiar, is the plant-based food technology company that is just for people who don't want to eat. They just want to drink.
Sure.
Yeah. Soylent. So,
most of this sounds like shit made up by Gronk himself. Not the last one, because Gronk loves to eat.
Yeah, but you go to Gronk and go, alcoholic whipped cream? He's like, oh, well, yeah, brother.
It's like, well, I'm from Arizona, so yes, let us spread the food of my people elsewhere.
Like, this is Whippets the company, right?
This is Entertainment 720. What?
This is completely...
This is a company that has figured out like 18 different ways to sell you air.
This is Prestige Worldwide, the bowl game.
Wide.
Boy, UCLA. What?
Well,
what
I love that downer from talking about the stupid sponsor to talking about, oh, UCLA.
UCLA, in the time from beating USC to now, it has been not a very fun time to be a UCLA fan.
Most of them aren't.
Lost your defensive coordinator, crosstown, had the best recruit in program history, or the best quarterback recruit in program history, enter the portal. Just, like, lost to Cal, putting Cal in a bowl game. Like,
You're responsible for that, UCLA. You did that.
And now
you remember that.
Now you have to play Boise State on ABC. Everyone's going to see it. If you beat them, it'll be like, oh, you beat an 8-5 team from the Mountain West. But you might not beat them.
And then you lost to Boise State.
And then you lost to a non-power team.
Which is fine. You can do that, but you're not going to feel good about it.
It would feel a lot better if Boise State's record wasn't so gross. But unfortunately for you, Boise State's record is gross.
Yep.
So yeah.
Also, Boise State's QB just transferred to Arkansas. Like, I don't know. This is weird. This is, you're going, Jason's doing nice things like, oh, let's pick a game that's competitive and good. This will be a great game. I'm going to pick the one that you're like, what am I watching? Good God. This one, when they come on and you watch both teams and you go, everything happening is profoundly confusing and no one seems like they want to be here. And then they'll go to the sideline and they'll flash to Gronk and he'll be like, it's alcoholic whipped cream. Yeah, this thing's fucking weird.
This also reminds me, it feels like I should say something nice about USC, with like two good defensive coordinator-ish hires. It's like stealing, sure, UCLA's and taking North Dakota State's head coach. Either one of those moves would have been like, damn, okay. But both, I mean, it raises the question of like, you might have too many good defensive coaches now, but that's certainly better than what you had before. So nice things about USC, period, has ended.
Okay. Any other thoughts on the Starco Brands alcoholic air Gronk Bowl?
The fakest bowl so far. I'm sure we will find many more that sound far faker, but this is a high bar.
All right. The Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl.
Speaking of companies where you go, oh, listen, this is
a recurring sponsor, right?
I think so.
Since 2020, and it's like weird military shit or something.
Yeah, Radiance is the one that advertises, like, we do various things, including surveillance.
Yeah, we do corporate and infrastructure and information and technology
and drones.
Leverage.
Yeah. we'll help you identify assets in the developing world and beam them out without ever having to speak to a local from space, from
colonialism
with giant claws
online. Yes.
They're the ones who have a header that just says cyber, like this.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Like, this is just the metal gear, right?
The capabilities are intelligence, cyber, directed energy, which is fucking terrifying.
It's like beam weapons.
AI/ML, which I'm assuming is machine learning. Hypersonics and space.
This sounds like Ultron is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, this is like Captain Planet, but bad.
Captain, fuck the planet.
Heart, wind, cyber, hypersonics, AIML.
This does leave open the possibility that we'll get the CEO announcement from Chairman Revolver Ocelot, right?
Hello, viewer.
You may feel safe at home.
What is Outer Heaven if not an Independence Bowl? Literally, what they are doing in this game is constructing a bowl independent. Yeah, from somewhere far from government oversight, a.k.a. Shreveport.
Finally, a bowl for soldiers.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah, we'll find us here.
All I care about are my 35 Huskies.
Like, even the names in this game.
Hello, Red Raider. Hello, Golden Bear.
So the Metal Gear Independence Bowl,
okay, so
happening in a soldier's natural paradise.
This is the game of the day. It'll still be going at midnight on the East Coast. This is good, good shit happening here.
I think this is going to be exquisite shit. Texas Tech, completely unpredictable team, but has carried a number of games into the fourth quarter. What they do with them after the 10-minute mark, that's nobody's business. They're going to get there. I would also like to point out that what is the Twin City? Remember, Metal Gear is always about like twins and brothers, right? Mm-hmm. Shreveport has a twin brother, a shadow brother named what?
Big Bossier City.
That's right. That's right.
Bossier City. What's more big boss than big boss?
Somewhere, big bossiest.
Somewhere, Stephen Godfrey is furious. This pronunciation.
Louisianans, we know that's not how you say it. Stop emailing our mothers in church.
That's how you. It's how you say it in Metal Gear.
In Metal Gear.
We know that's not how you say it, Louisiana.
I'm just gonna go a mile down the river and start Bossiest City.
big.
What
bossiest.
Now?
I'm gonna start Punished Snake City.
Punished Snake's gotta be down in Arkansas.
Mobile.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
So we have Grand Theft Auto Florida. We need Metal Gear Louisiana.
Metal Gear Louisiana.
All I want is Fallout Atlanta. Sure.
Oh my God, Metal Gear Louisiana, where you can just, like, you know what? If I could Fulton extract shit in Louisiana, that'd be amazing. You're like, what are you going to do? Oh, I got 40 pounds of crawfish. Looks just, like I'm going to tie it to a balloon and send it to space.
This is just how towing works in Louisiana in the Metal Gear universe. Get bogged out here. Whoop!
To the big Copelands in the sky.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. We're named. It's not Big Boss. It's Big Al. Big Al.
Big Ass. Al
so yeah, Big Ass. So
it's like seven guys called Big Ass, and no one really knows which is a clone of which, and which is whose dad and whatever.
And then there's The Ass, which is different from Big Ass.
And that's it. It's a woman, and it's very feminist. That she's like the ultimate in charge of all of them.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Oh boy, I feel like we've explored all of the possibilities here
short
of actually making the Hideo Kojima bowl.
Spicy snake.
All right, let's move on to the famous toastery bowl.
How famous could it be, really?
Man, what?
All right.
Nah. Okay, hang on.
Okay. All right. Lay some
Carolina
checking knowledge.
Carolina territory here.
Famous toastery is a North Carolina thing. It's specifically a Charlotte thing, so I'm also coming to the defense of Michael Felder here at In the Bleachers on Twitter.com, which is how you navigate to that site and which what it's called. But there's also one here in Winston-Salem that's like got a rooftop situation that is super fucking cool. And yeah. It's pretty awesome that they
How
got a bowl game.
How is the
game.
Toast?
It's fine. There is, in fact, a place in Winston called the Dessertery that's better but for French toast. But, it's pretty good. And it's fucking wild that they have a bowl and shows how little it costs to actually get one.
Well,
I would like to shout out any Carolinas listeners and rally us around either a Dario Bowl or a cookout bowl next year, because if we fucking famous toastery can get one, the cookout can most certainly get a bowl.
So the circumstances matter here, because this was and will be again the Bahamas Bowl. The Bahamas Bowl could not be played in the Bahamas because they're renovating that stadium and the renovations weren't going to be done in time. So this moved to Jerry R. Richardson Assless Stadium, where
little ass
stadium, where
which is not where the Panthers played.
Right, where the Charlotte
49ers
people
have reached out to me.
Yes, this is not
said,
in Bank
why
America.
Why they still call it that?
Yes, this is a little ass stadium.
Whose stadium is that?
The University of Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as a result of that, I think that's why Famous Toastery got this, because that decision didn't happen until either the very beginning of the season or right before. So I think the Famous Toastery got a deal because it was like, we need somebody quick who has $50,000.
I appreciate you pontificating on behalf of Big Bowl season, Ryan, but we're coming for you and we're going to have a cookout bowl.
Oh, to be clear, I don't want to stand bowl, in the way of a cookout bowl. Like that is the thing that should
You know
happen.
What, though?
Cookout, it should be in Conway.
You'd have to sell 100,000 hot dogs for that $50,000 fee.
I was going
to
say, the cookout bowl, if they get it, this is what the cookout bowl's got to be, y'all. Okay, you got to be able. Remember, we were talking about what you get when you get the heavy hors d'oeuvres of the Ohio tailgate.
It's a cookout tray.
Oh, fuck! Yeah. Call it the cookout tray, not the bowl.
Yeah.
No, you go to the cookout bowl. Here's what you're getting. Okay, you're gonna go ahead and get a full tray. I'm not talking that single shit. I'm talking a full deluxe. Okay, you get a full deluxe tray. You get one ticket. All right, you're gonna get a seat cushion because you're gonna need some cushioning after
the ticket is actually a quesadilla.
The seat cushion. It's a quesadilla.
Yeah. Yep. You're going to get a tiny miniature Jerry Richardson flat ass statue.
That's also a quesadilla.
It's also,
that's a cheese curd.
That's a corn dog.
It's a corn dog. You're going to get a Jerry Richardson shaped corn dog.
Disgusting.
Okay. which is also a corn dog shaped Jerry Richardson.
This tastes like workplace harassment.
Yeah, and you're gonna get a and you're gonna get a parking pass, and it's gonna cost $9.99.
Parking pass also is also a quesadilla.
It is also a quesadilla. $9.99. The cookout bowl has to look like you're like no way they're making money on this.
The bathrooms at the cookout bowl, milkshakes. Everything is milkshake in the
everything
plumbing.
Everything's mint chocolate, cheer wine, banana pudding, cheer wine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's it. It's got to be $9.99.
Man, if they pull this, if they convert this, like, the list of sponsors in this game is already legendary. You can already put this up against anyone. You start off with the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl, the most beautiful sounding event in football history. Then you go to the Elk Grove Village, Illinois Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl.
The different city nowhere near the Bahamas. The different
country. The different region. Like...
go to the Bahamas Bowl.
And then now it's the Bahamas Charlotte Bowl by Famous Toast.
By Toast.
And if we can go from Popeyes to cookout, then that is a damn feast.
It will also, like, if we can make this the cookout tray in Jerry Richardson Stadium, that will also torture his ghost in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made his money from Hardee's, right?
Maybe Shoney's too.
Yeah. So if we get a competitor up in here, oh, it's gonna drive Jerry's crazy.
Do the right thing, cookout. So what if it becomes the Charlotte Bowl in the Bahamas, and we send them a cookout as a thank you for all their hard work in giving us.
Can we get that many quesadillas on a boat? We're gonna need a lot
of quesadillas. Is this not the cookout? Let me be
the
Rome.
Boat
Let me
go to is a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The whales have found the boat. This is what they wanted the whole time.
This is our peace offering to the orcas. They will now leave us alone
eaten the quesadilla boat, and they have left the planet.
Them a tribute every December 16th.
A giant quesadilla boat.
During the Charlotte, Bahamas, Illinois Bowl.
Western Kentucky should win this game. There.
Western Kentucky and ODU.
Yeah, they're playing Old Dominion.
Yeah.
ODU's favorite.
Western Kentucky's better.
Spencer has decreed WKU.
I decree by the measurables, they're better.
Okay.
Like wins?
Rankings. Wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Fair enough. Cool. It's an upset pick, folks.
All right. This is the last bowl of the first edition of the 40 for 40. The Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
Yeah. By the way, Scooter's motto, be amazing. Don't
is
demand
that really?
Things of me. Yeah. Don't demand things of me, Scooters.
Who is... It's coffee, man. I don't need it to be amazing.
I need it to be coffee.
I just need it to be there and hot.
They're also very Gronk coded because they do sell a t-shirt on the website that says Big Dreams of Whipped Cream. And again, Gronk's like, oh, whipped cream? So do you
that
say
is all I dream
whipped
about.
Cream? You know you can't drive with that, Gronk. It's not a drink.
That's like the kind of shirt that you see an action hero wear after like their clothes have been bloodied and they have to like grab something from a tourist stand somewhere, and then you see them for the next action scene beating some man to death in a Big Dreams of Whipped Cream t-shirt.
That's so specific, and yeah. I think you're right.
Yep.
Yeah, you're totally right. Scooters is a chain I have never seen in my life, so we are approaching another new piece of territory here.
Let's see Scooters Coffee locations.
There's one in Roswell. There's one in Marietta. There's one close.
Oh, there's one in Brentwood. Looks like I'm going to Brentwood.
Going to Scooters.
Scooters.
Get you some Scooters.
Wait,
I love that now that you moved to Middle Tennessee, you can fucking nail this accent.
They have retail locations? Does that mean like... You can buy boxes and boxes of it?
I guess so. Yeah, because it says you can buy at-home coffee.
Why not?
Sure.
Yes, a lot of drive-through kiosks, that kind of place. It is...
Kids' items.
Kids' caffeine.
Kids love coffee.
Kids love coffee,
okay,
man.
Okay, it's like smoothies and shit.
Listen,
okay.
You put a little red wine in the coffee, they love it. seriously, man. They'll wait for it like dogs.
Italian style.
Italian. That's all right. We call that a Milano. Because our kids are very confused. Sleepy.
UTSA favored by 2 touchdowns over Marshall. So, and this is on a Tuesday night.
It was Marshall's coach recently who was like, is it his quarterback who's transferring? And he was like, yeah, it's because y'all suck. Y'all are mean.
His quarterback's leaving. And he said, well, everyone here hates him and they don't give him any money. Of course he's leaving. thank you, coach, calling it how you see it.
The transfer portal has really made coaches... like, I think it's because of when it happens. It's the end of the season. They're all tired. They're all cranky. Their families are like, hey, you should actually pay fucking attention to us. Like, the holidays are here. They're like, no, I have to re-recruit our fucking linebackers so they don't go in the portal. And I'm all bad mood about it.
They're like, I gotta replace my wide receivers coach.
It's signing day. I gotta do regular recruiting.
I gotta do a fucking bowl game parade.
I gotta go to Charlotte's events. Yep.
Jeff Traylor, by the way, reacted to the transfer of his best defender, Trey Moore, their sacks leader. They reacted by he's saying, "Well, you know, it's a new world." I now hear this with clenched teeth and tears in their eyes. Right, like. Mm-hmm. Every time a coach says this, I hear them with the it's the meme with the mask over the crying face. That's what I hear every time. Well, it's a new world.
God damn it.
Once you realize crankiness is at the heart of it, most of these comments make more sense. When you're just really? Like, oh, you're just so tired. You don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, we're just gonna, we can portal too, and we've got good players here, and inside they're just like
seething. Somebody needs a Scooters and a toastery, I think.
Meanwhile, the New York Giants are just like, yep, we don't need no transfer portal. We got Italy right here. We brought Italy to New Jersey.
We got a freaking Italian guy. That's our whole personality now.
What'd you get in the portal? A guy in a weird hat. A kid with a quarterback.
The driving crooner.
He's got a bunch of cousins. That's it. That's the whole show.
That's the whole thing. Is he good? He beat the Packers. Hey!
Does he have a dad? Find him in the stands.
Hey! See, it's so much better to be an NFL.
Mommy DeVito, hey!
Like, to be an NFL coach and make people happy, all you have to do is be like, here's our Italian guy, cannoli! And to be a college coach, you gotta be like, well, we gotta, transfer portal. Yeah, I don't have any comment on the latest lawsuit against the NCAA. God.
And your backup quarterback when you're a college coach is like, it's some asshole who's been here for 4 years and won't leave. Whereas the NFL, like, it's like, we found this guy yesterday.
The Giants don't even have a good record. It's not even like, it's like, oh,
they've
shit.
They've won 3 in a row to ascend to 5-8.
Right.
Yeah. You want to know why this dumbass get, you know why these dumbasses get away with it? Because they could pay their players with money. Because they could write them a check. That's how they end up looking brilliant, right? We were watching Dolphins-Titans last night, and on one drive, they just kept targeting the one cornerback who sucked. That's it. They threw the ball at him 4 times. And like the announcers are like, the mind genius of Mike McDaniel here. Like, they're doing what you do on Madden. Like, guy sucks. Here, X, X, X.
That's great.
Anyway, sponsored by Scooter's Coffee.
Scooter's Coffee. I don't know. UTSA, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Which in bowl season means definitely not.
Who knows? Yeah. Right.
Betting on bowls is a horrid idea. One of the worst.
It's only gotten more horrid, hasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Because now you're like, well, UCLA is coming with 23 guys and 2 coaches.
No one. What happens? Has any quarterbacks, which you'd think would favor certain teams.
Who is it? Is it Tulane? That it's like, oh yeah, the whole staff is left. Right. Like that's a bowl game. They're going to have to coach, and it's like, I don't know. Can we get a parent in here with some orange slices who can run a position meeting?
Can Jameis come by? It's not doing much.
Hey, if you go to Frisco, by the way, you can go to the National Video Game Museum, which is Frisco is home.
That's where we put it?
But that's not the same as the pinball museum.
No. But you can play giant Pong.
You can. Isn't that tennis?
Yes, Ryan. See what I get for trying to talk
up. Silicon Valley has invented tennis.
Disrupted the bowls by inventing a game where we invite two teams to play in a stadium that isn't theirs. Isn't that a bowl game?
And it will be named after a sandwich we've invented, which contains fried chicken.
Stop!
Happy that Arby's isn't into hamburgers. We don't have to put this in the episode, but I'm not happy about it.
You're not. You think it should only be like sliced meats?
Yeah, I think you should like know what you're good at and stick. Good is a relative term here.
Relatively good. Good.
Yeah.
Did you feel this way about when they introduced like breaded chicken?
That was different because I was like that. They saw the panic, like everybody was doing chicken, and they were like, "We can't be the only ones not doing chicken."
Let me tell you though, I did miss the days when you could go and completely practice muscle confusion on your body at Arby's by ordering like, "What do you want? A Jamocha shake, and the curly fries with the weird shit that irritates people with IBS's bowels." Yeah, so I want those, and I want a giant. And then what do you want on the roast beef? Do you just want like ketchup?
Dry. Oh, no. I want a dry. No.
Horseradish. Or can you just put a bunch of horseradish on there? That's going to go with the Jamocha real well. And then how do you want to top that off? A turnover. I want a goddamn raspberry.
It's an extremely grandpa coded fast food
restaurant. Some fucking mozzarella sticks.
It's fucking wild. It's like,
you know what I can go for is hot roast beef.
And they got marinara.
I want a sack full of a disastrous, poisonous medieval meal, the kind that would kill 83 nobles one winter's eve because it was kept at an unsafe temperature. I want the palate of 1923 put in a fucking paper bag.
I want to sleep hard one way or the other.
So I can eat it inside an old Toyota pickup truck while I smoke.
How many sandwiches do you want? I want five sandwiches. How much you want to pay for them? I'll give you $5 fucking dollars.
You want random fucking cheese put on those fries? Yeah. Give me a separate.
Give me a squirt of cheese.
You know what? I want some liquid cheese on my roast beef too.
Yeah. Do you know what I want? I want some horrible old British rail accident of a meal just compacted into my stomach in the span of 8 horrible minutes.
You know what goes best on beef is shit that's orange.
Yeah, because RB stands for real bitches, and I am one. You give me a miner's dream meal from 1933, you make sure it's lukewarm as fuck, and you put it right in my hands.